Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from John, chapter 12.
There were some Greeks there too. These were some of the people who went to Jerusalem to worship at the Passover festival. They went to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Time has come for the Son of Man to receive his glory. It is a fact that a grain of wheat must fall to the ground and die before it can grow and produce much more wheat. If it never dies, it will never be more than a single seed. Whoever loves the life they have now will lose it. But whoever is willing to give up their life in this world will keep it. They will have eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. My servants must be with me everywhere I am. My Father will give honor to anyone who serves me. Now I am very troubled. What should I say? Should I say, 'Father, save me from this time of suffering'? No, I came to this time so I could suffer. Father, do what will bring you glory." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have already brought glory to myself. I will do it again." The people standing there heard the voice. They said, "It was thunder." But other people said, "An angel spoke to him." Jesus said, "That voice was for you and not for me. This is the time for the world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be thrown out. I will be lifted up from the earth. When that happens, I will draw all people to myself." Jesus said this to show how he would die.
Can I hear Jesus' emotion? Jesus talks about his death. Soon he will die on a cross. It is a terrible thing. Even religious people kill God on a cross. Jesus is sad, but says this is why he came into the world. To suffer. Can I imagine a seed? Can I imagine burying it in the dirt? How many seeds grow from that one? As I hear the story again, I listen for what Jesus will do when he is lifted up.
There were some Greeks there too. These were some of the people who went to Jerusalem to worship at the Passover festival. They went to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Time has come for the Son of Man to receive his glory. It is a fact that a grain of wheat must fall to the ground and die before it can grow and produce much more wheat. If it never dies, it will never be more than a single seed. Whoever loves the life they have now will lose it, but whoever is willing to give up their life in this world will keep it. They will have eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. My servants must be with me everywhere I am. My Father will give honor to anyone who serves me. Now I am very troubled. What should I say? Should I say, 'Father, save me from this time of suffering'? No. I came to this time so I could suffer. Father, do what will bring you glory." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have already brought glory to myself. I will do it again." The people standing there heard the voice. They said, "It was thunder." But other people said, "An angel spoke to him." Jesus said, "That voice was for you and not for me. This is the time for the world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be thrown out. I will be lifted up from the earth. When that happens, I will draw all people to myself." Jesus said this to show how he would die.
Can I imagine looking at Jesus lifted up on the cross? It is horrible. I don't want to see it. Yet, Jesus says, this is his glory. This is how he will draw all people to him. Can I feel the pull of his love like a magnet? As I imagine being pulled toward him, what would I like to say to Jesus? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you.